It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Old-fashioned fried chicken is good, but I have a homemade version that raises the bar. Potato chip chicken tenders. What's not to love about the marriage of potato chips and fried chicken tenders? This recipe was one of the most popular dishes at my old restaurant, Sheffy's Market & More. We sold out every day. And this recipe is so easy. First, you crush up potato chips. I figure you could use any kind, but I use the good old classic Lay's. Then, I season strips of boneless chicken with salt and pepper, dredge in the classic breading of flour, then eggs, and then the crushed chips at the end. I take the guesswork out of frying by browning the chicken in the oil, and then I finish cooking the tenders in the oven. That way, you have perfectly cooked chicken tenders every time. If you would prefer a completely non-fried version, simply bake the tenders at 395 degrees. They will be good, just not as crunchy. I recommend, if not frying them at all, to bake them on top of a baking rack to help them get more crunchy. Serve with a homemade honey mustard sauce. Just whisk together equal amounts yellow mustard, whole grain Dijon mustard, and mayonnaise. Add honey to taste. The prepared but uncooked chicken tenders freeze well. To prevent sticking, freeze the chicken tenders in a single layer on a baking sheet before placing them in a container or a freezer bag. When you're ready to cook the chicken tenders, no need to thaw. You can fry them frozen. I guarantee this recipe will be a hit for your friends and family. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.